Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Cattle on feed numbers to consider from Friday. Let's talk about those right after this.
If you haven't yet experienced the power of buying online at BigIron.com, you're really missing out, folks. The next sale is coming up October 26th, so I'm giving you fair warning. Go to BigIron.com right now, become a registered bidder for free, and you can bid unreserved on all of these great items up for grabs. Folks, if you're looking for trucks, we've got them. Semis, like this 2009 Peterbilt 386 in excellent shape. If you're looking for tractors, 15 different tractors for sale. Lots of chemical and fertilizer equipment. You can also find headers and much more. You name it, it's pretty much there on BigIron.com. And check this out. Unique to this sale, October 26th at BigIron.com, is some like new dairy equipment. There are four Lely Astronaut Robotic Milking Systems up for grabs. There's a Bowmatic 6,000-gallon milk storage tank and much more dairy equipment for sale October 26th at BigIron.com. So all you dairy operations, take note. Go to BigIron.com. Right now and become a bidder and bid up on this amazing sale October 26th and experience the power of BigIron.com.
The USDA issuing their latest cattle on feed numbers on Friday afternoon based on October 1st data, and compared to October 1st of 1 year ago, 5% more cattle in our nation's feedlots. Tom Loeffler joining us from Loeffler Commodities. Tom, tell us what you think about these numbers.
Well, this report overall is just slightly bearish, not enough to get overly concerned about, but it did not have the friendliness that we might have been thinking of. On-feed did come in 5% over a year ago when they was looking for 3.9% increase. It came in at 11.312 million head of cattle. That's the second largest October on-feed since 1996. It's the first on-feed over 11 million head for this year since back in May. Now, Texas saw a 12% increase on feed over a year ago. Kansas and Nebraska were unchanged versus a year ago. We are 7% above the 3-year average, and we're 4.75% above the 5-year average on the October on feed. Now, in the placement number, it was a little bit on the negative side. Looking for 96.8%, it came in at 100%. Now, this is 2.469 million head of cattle placed on feed in September, the largest September placement in the last 8 years, the largest placement we have seen for the year 2011. Nebraska saw an increase over last year of 4% being placed. Kansas was actually 2% lower, and Texas 3% lower than a year ago. Now, on the weight breakdown, the under 600-pound category was the only one with an increase, and it had a large increase as we continue to see these young cattle coming into the feed yards early, 34.3% higher than it was a year ago, 600 to 699-pound category, 8.8% less, 700 to 799-pound category, 16.4% less, and 800-plus-pound category on placements, 3.4% less than what we saw a year ago. Now, on the marketing side, things were very close to the trade's estimate. It's looking for 100.8%. It came in at 101%. That meant we marketed 1.813 million head of cattle. Texas marketed 3% more than a year ago. Kansas 1% more, but Nebraska 3% less. This was the largest September marketing in the last 6 years. We also had a cold storage report. The month-ago numbers on the frozen beef was virtually unchanged, but a year ago we got almost 8% more beef in storage than we had a year ago this time.
This last Friday's U.S. Department of Agriculture Cattle on Feed Report by the numbers with Tom Loeffler, Loeffler Commodities. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to oklahomafarmreport.com and subscribe today.
Previous Beef Buzz shows on our website, www.oklahomafarmreport.com. I'm Ron Hayes.